98.1 KZE. Robert Burke Warren is my guest in the studio today. You can see him on Saturday night at the Colony in Woodstock doing a Leonard Cohen tribute, tackling the music of Leonard Cohen this time. Welcome back, Robert.
The music and the words.
The music and the words. more importantly, the words, perhaps.
Yes, we're doing it again. We're bringing it back to the Colony where it was born.
Okay.
I guess in 2018. This is one of the first tribute shows I ever did.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan, and we've taken it around. We did it in Manhattan last year at the Cutting Room, and but yeah, I'm just a big fan. I always have been. And when he passed away in 2016, and that awful year that we all had when we lost Bowie in January and Prince in April, Leonard Cohen in November, and then something else happened that.
Something else kind of troubling.
Something else, yes. Anyway, but it took me a couple of years. But then finally I was like, I should do an evening of his music. And it's a wonderful experience to put these songs out there. And more than any other show that I've done, because he was a poet a published poet and kind of a renowned Canadian poet.
Yeah, I don't think I realized that this was the first tribute show that you put together, and I feel like it's a bit of a daunting one, is it not? I feel like Leonard Cohen's material is, how do you approach interpreting Leonard Cohen's material? I guess I'll just ask.
Well, let's see. The songs are so great.
Yeah.
And my background in theater really helps, because it is a lot like memorizing lines.
Yeah.
And it is like if one was to do the only thing I can liken it to is if one was to do a Bob Dylan, just because of the words.
Have you done that?
I haven't. I mean, okay. I've guessed it on some Dylan when Family of Woodstock used to do that weekly, monthly, yearly, rather.
one of those.
They used to do that annual Dylan tribute. I've done that a bunch of times. But the thing is, how do I approach? I just stay out of the way.
Mm.
I mean, the songs are so great. And the words are so great. It is sort of like I said, if you have a really good script as a actor, the main thing that you need, if it's well written, the main thing to do is just to not try and overdo it. And with these words, and the words have a lot of weight too. As soon as I say them, as soon as I say, for instance, my friends are gone and my hair is gray. I ache in the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming on. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I just have to say those words.
Yeah.
Or I just have to say, they sentenced me to 20 years of boredom for trying to change the system from within. I'm coming now. I'm coming to reward them. First, we take Manhattan. Then, we take Berlin. I mean, that's all I have to do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's and when you say those in a club too, and we've been blessed to have really good sound people too, and I always tell them, I was like, look, when I have the full band up there, because it runs the gamut between having a 6-piece band up there, and just me up there, or me and Elizabeth Clark, who plays harp and piano and Shruti Box. And harmonium.
Shruti Box.
Yeah.
What's that?
She plays it is a sort of a, it's kind of like a hurdy-gurdy in that it's a thing that makes a droning sound.
Cool. Yeah.
And it looks really cool.
Yeah. Never heard of such a thing.
And I'm pretty sure it's a Middle Eastern instrument. She does a killer version of You Want It Darker with the Shruti Box. And so, and then she and I will do Chelsea Hotel. And again, I'll just say, I don't know. The first verse of Chelsea Hotel, I'm not sure I can say on WKZE without getting you guys in trouble.
Probably
so I'm
not
going to do that.
Appreciate you.
but we do Chelsea Hotel. And as soon as those words come out of her mouth or my mouth, everyone is riveted. And so it's fun. I'm a word guy, and his evolution as a artist, as a songwriter too, fascinates me. He started out in one way, and he was constantly reinventing himself.
Yeah.
Like Dylan, like Joni Mitchell, his voice changed as he got older and smoked a ton of cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
And So it's one of the only gigs where I don't necessarily have, I mean.
Did you ever smoke cigarettes?
When I first moved to New York for like that, luckily I dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
Addiction wise, it runs in my family, nicotine addiction.
So you got to like go to a rock show and scream the night before if you want the gravel.
Well, or get an upper respiratory infection. That kind of helps.
Did you have one of those recently?
I did.
Sorry.
That's what my voice sounds like. Yeah, it's fine. It's thank you. It's sort of come in handy. There's some notes I can hit that I would not otherwise be able to hit. Like when I do the Bowie show, I have to go to the top of what I can do range wise. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I'm not doing that on Saturday.
Yeah.
Anyway, his story one thing I love about him, one of the many things I love about him, is he was so open about his mental illness.
Mm. And kind of an early adopter of being open about one's mental illness. There was not a lot of that being discussed at the time.
True. Yes. He was very open about it, and they're like, well, you know, he about mainly depression. Mm-hmm. And he was like, yeah, I've taken all those drugs. And I mean, in terms of like the stigma of taking medicine to deal with your depression,
yeah,
he had this hilarious, he made it funny, and you know, and that yeah, he's a lot funnier than people give him credit for. But, yeah, he made this statement, like, you know, he was on stage, and there's a recording of it somewhere out there, where he's like, yeah, I've taken Focalin, Zoloft, what else did he get? He just goes to his long list. It sounds like a freaking commercial for antidepressants. Effexor, Prozac, etc. It goes, and I had to look them, you know, I had to look them up and see, what does that one do? What was that one for? Anyway, he took them all, and he was like, yeah, I've been down that road eventually. And he also had a really bad alcohol problem. Mm-hmm. And where he was drinking two bottles of red wine to get him on stage every night. And then he just let it all go, and he went, he is one of the best advertisements for Buddhism that I've ever seen. He just went to the top of a mountain in Mount Baldy and California, and renounced everything. And he said that cured him. And the fascinating thing was, I saw him in the 90s when he was still drinking two bottles of red every night to get on stage for the Future, that album tour. And it was great. And then saw him on his last run, and I saw him at Madison Square Garden, and he was like 78 years old, and he had cleaned up, and it was incredible that this, like, 20 years had passed. Yeah. Almost, and he was better.
I imagine. Yeah, if you're not, you know, drinking two bottles of wine, like,
imagine
if you're good drunk, then you're probably even better if not drunk.
He was very lively and funny and the incredible band. And that was part of that was 2009. Mm-hmm. And that had stayed with me. You know, people are like, what's your top five? Especially the advent of the internet. People are like, what's your top five? What's your top five?
Everybody loves lists. Listicles.
Listicles. In the early days of social media, it was all about listicles. And they're sort of coming back a little bit.
Yeah, they're still out there.
But I would always say this show that I saw that my wife took me to in 2009, mm-hmm. Because I didn't expect it to be that amazing. And also, I'm sitting there as a performer saying, why is this so great? I mean, you can pick it apart and everything. I'm like, this, it's like a bumblebee. It should not work. You know, it should not be able to fly. But it's amazing what is happening here. There's something in these songs. What would happen if I learned some of these songs with my friends? And I get to hang out with my friends, and they enjoy playing. And we presented them for our community. What would happen? And that stayed with me for years. And then when he died, it hit me really hard. It even hit me harder than when Bowie died. And that was kind of unusual, because Leonard Cohen's death was not a surprise.
Right, he was older.
He was ill. And he was ill. He had cancer. And anyway, but it hit me really hard. And just to honor him and to sort of get inside the material, yeah. I'm very fortunate to have the musician friends that I do.
Well, you're alone in the studio today, but would you be so kind as to give us a little sneak preview?
Sure, yes. Mm-hmm. Well, my friends are gone, and my hair is gray. Aching the places where I used to play. And I'm crazy for love, but I'm not coming home. I'm just paying my rent every day in the Tower of Song. I said to Hank Williams, how lonely does it get? Hank Williams hasn't answered yet, but I hear him coughing all night long. Oh, 100 floors above me in the Tower of Song. I was born like this. I had no choice. I was born with the gift of a golden voice and 27 angels from the great beyond. Well, they tied me to this table right here in the Tower of Song. So you can stick your little pins in that voodoo doll. I'm very sorry, baby, doesn't look like me at all. I'm standing by the window where the light is strong. They don't let a woman kill you, not in the Tower of Song. I see you standing on the other side. I don't know how the river got so wide. I loved you, baby, way back when. And the bridges are burning that we might have crossed, but I feel so close to everything that we've lost. And we'll never have to lose it again. Oh, well, I bid you farewell. Don't know when I'll be back. They're moving us tomorrow to the tower down the track, but you'll be hearing from me, baby, long after I'm gone. I'll be singing to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song. Yeah, I'll be singing to you sweetly from a window in the Tower of Song.
KZE, Robert Burke Warren, my guest in the studio. You can see him on Saturday for the Leonard Cohen tribute show at the Colony in Woodstock. Who else is in the band for this one?
Peter Dugan is playing guitar. My good friend Peter Dugan I used to teach at the Woodstock Day School with him, where he is the music teacher. He's an amazing player. And on bass is my friend Mark Lerner. And my friend Nancy Howell is singing. My friend Rachel Loshak is singing. Elizabeth, as I said before, is doing a whole bunch of stuff and singing. And Peter Newell is on drums.
Right on. It's going to be a full stage.
It will be a full stage, and then it'll be a sparse stage, and then it'll be full again, and then it'll be sparse.
And Colony is such a cool room. I mean, it really lends itself to that kind of like intimate, almost a songwriter circle-y feel. I imagine, you know, they're going to have the tables out for this one. Folks can sit and have a drink and
yes,
and a snack.
I'm glad you said that because, yeah, it's funny. I sent them an email yesterday. I said, you got to put the tables out for my people. Yeah. And they're like, it's like the, my Leonard Cohen fans, my peeps, they're going to want to sit.
This is not a standing type of show, I don't think.
No, it's not. And yeah, the Colony is a very distinctive room, and it's really warm. It's kind of, yeah, it's like a listening room. It's a little bit like a saloon.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh yeah.
So, yeah, I'm glad to be coming back there. They've been really supportive of me over the years. Almost every tribute show that I've done, the Johnny Cash, Bowie, except for the Randy Newman one that I did last year. I did not originate that one there. But every other one has been originated there.
Yeah, so it's kind of a tradition at this point.
Yeah, it is. And people, there's, you know, they have their own you know, regulars and stuff. So it'll be good. I'm really, really looking forward to it. And so, I hope the people will come out. If you have any requests, specific requests, just let me know.
All right.
People don't tend to yell out.
I would hope not.
At the Bowie show, they do.
Okay.
They do. The Bowie crowd is...
I can see that being a little rowdier.
It's so much more. And, of course, the Johnny Cash crowd. They're all different crowds, and that's what's fascinated me, too, which is, you know, the different people. And the it's a little bit like a... I don't know how to describe it. It's a very theatrical experience. But yeah, people don't yell out, Suzanne! You know?
Somebody's got a sign in the front.
Hey, that's no way to say goodbye. No, they tend not to do that. But if someone, if someone wants to do that, come on out.
Just be respectful about it, please.
Knock yourself out.
Do you have time to give us one more sample, one
of
more
course.
Tasting?
Sure. Yes. Oh, yeah, this song. This is a... I love this song by him. A lot of times, one of his greatest quotes, and came in late in his life. That's another thing I loved about him is how he... I feel like he really hit his stride in the last act of his life.
Yeah.
And this song, he wrote this song, which is one of the lines that is most quoted from... by him, of him. One of his most quoted lines is what I'm trying to say. Here we go. The birds, they sing at the break of day. Start again, I heard them say. Don't dwell on what has passed away or what has yet to be. Oh, the wars, they will be fought again. The holy dove, she will be caught again. Bought and sold and bought again. The dove is never free. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. You can add up the parts, but you won't have the sum. You can strike up the march, but there is no drum. Every heart to love must come, but like a refugee. Ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in. That's how the light gets in.
KZE, a little sneak preview for you of the Leonard Cohen tribute show this Saturday night at the Colony with Robert Burke Warren and friends. I feel like it's safe to say and friends.
Oh, please do say that. Please do say that. I'll kick my butt if you don't.
Tickets are available at the Colony's website. Recommend grabbing them before they are gone because I think these are good shows. People don't want to miss these ones.
It has sold out in the past.
Yeah. Well, grab them now.
Thanks so much, McKay.
Thanks for coming in.
Good to see you.
We got your community bulletin board now. Little James Felice up next on KZE.